Chudha Bhakata Charanadenu Vajanayanu Kula Chudha Bhakata Charanadenu Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premnati Karamula Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Basati Basati Boli Paramadare Bori Krishna Basati Basati Boli Paramadara Bori Goramara Jesabastane Koralo Brahmana Rangi Sesabastana Periboyami Pranayiba Kata Sange Mridanga Bhaja Sunite Mana Abhasara Sada Jache Mridanga Bhaja Sunite Mana Abhasara Sada Jache Gora Vihita Kirtana Suni Anande Hridaya Nache Gaura Vihita Kirtana Suni Anande Hridaya Nache Jugala Murti Dekhiya Mora Paramananda Hoya Sada Seva Korite Hoya Sakala Prabhancha Jaya Sada Seva Korite Hoya Sakala Prabhancha Jaya Dejina Grihe Bhajana Deki Krihete Goloka Bhai Charana Siddhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukhana Singhara Paya Siddhiki Churaya Prana Madhavato Shani Jani कसेवानि जीवन सार्थकमानि प्रिया से कसेवानि Bhakti Vinod Krishna Bhajane Anukula Paya Jaha Pratidibase Paramasuke Svikara koro eta Shuddha bhakata charana dinu bhajanayanu Seva Paramasiddhi Premlati Karamula
This is from a series of songs that come from, I guess, his compilation called Sharanagati. Very beautiful. He starts off with the six aspects of surrender, Sharanagati, and then he explains each and every one of them. Yes. So the first song is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Daya Koro. Yes, and then he explains in that song the beautiful aspects of surrender, and then he goes through each and every one of them. So, any realizations?
Well, I guess I have the mic, so I'll say something. My realization isn't so much of a, you know, it's a realization how much I have to go to come to the level of Bhaktivinoda Thakura Prabhu. I was thinking of like number six. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship and service of Lord Hari going on there. So we have like the worship of Gauranga Nitai here, Radhakala Chandi, Jagannath, Baladev and Shubhadra. So actually this worship is going on in Goloka Vrindavan with, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If he was seeing the same worship, he can actually see Vrindavan. You know, he said it's in his home, we're in the temple. So actually when this worship is going on, actually Vrindavan, everything is there. Mm-hmm. So this is like a very high realization. So this is what, you know, I would strive to see myself, but at this time, unfortunately, I can't see it myself, but this is my realization, just how far that, you know, I need to go in my devotional service. So it's a very wonderful thing to do.
So Goloka Vrindavan is present wherever the service, worship of Lord Hari takes place, including at your house. It's including in your house. And so, you know, a lot of grihasthas, a lot of devotees, coming back to the home is sometimes, oh my God. you know, I was just talking to someone and it's just ever increasing pile of things supposedly unrelated to Krishna. Yes. Something is broken and pay the bills. Whether it's the temple or the home, same situation. You know, clean up here, maintenance there. So many different things. But that same transformation, same thing transforms into Goloka Vrindavan. When there is worship and service of Sri Hari. It's a very powerful realization. So sometimes we ask ourselves, why don't we see Goloka Vrindavan there? Yes. To some extent, what does Srila Prabhupada say about what is the Vaikuntha environment? Does anyone know? How do you create the Vaikuntha environment wherever you go? I'll give it a shot. Yes. Wherever each and every person feels himself the servant of the servant of the servant of everyone else. That is Vaikuntha. That is Goloka. Yes. Not that we think that we are, now I'm the master of this house, I'm coming home, everyone should serve me. Or I'm the master of this temple, prasadam should be ready for me as soon as I come in. Why isn't it hot? When I say hot, like warm. Any other thoughts?
What does he say when I hear the sound of the mridanga?
Yes.
What is the exact line?
It says, what is it? Mridanga Vadya 4, number 4. My mind always begs for the opportunity to hear the music of the mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurachandra, my heart dances in ecstasy.
Sometimes, you know, when I hear devotees coming, you know, in the neighborhood, a lot of devotees play mridanga. And sometimes I hear mridanga coming and I go, oh no. Oh no, I've forgotten about Krishna. And I feel this aversion to kirtan.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it happens. It happens, isn't it?
So it's kind of the opposite of the immediate spontaneous joy and ecstasy that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is experiencing.
Yes. The kirtan goes on within the heart of the pure devotee. Yes. It is very beautiful. And it is that mridanga that we need to take out.
Yes.
Our dear brahmacharis and devotees here are taking the brihad mridanga. Yes, the sound of the books written by the Goswamis and then translated by our dear Srila Prabhupada. Just push the button on the bottom. There is also the aspect of us being, as Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was pointing out, being wary, being a little bit afraid of participating in the kirtan of the Lord. As far as my realizations go, the reason the temple exists, or society exists, is to soundly glorify the holy names through the kirtan and through the books. Yes. Two very primary aspects which Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining in this verse, that as soon as we see devotees going out on books, our hearts should dance in ecstasy so that we'd like to join them also. Similarly for Harinam, it should not be limited to our temple. Yes. We take inspiration by doing kirtan in the temple, and then we take that inspiration and spread it to the entire world. Yes. Take Harinam to the streets. Take Harinam to every street and corner. Yes. And we will see that when others jump up and dance, yes, then we also feel like dancing in ecstasy. Haven't you seen that? Has anyone experienced that? If someone takes a book from you and all of a sudden we feel ecstasy. Yes. That the opportunity for one soul to considerably enhance his progress to the spiritual world has been initiated. Yes. Whether they dance, what does Srila Prabhupada say? If you clap in kirtan, yes, what is it? The lines on your hands change.
Yeah, the lines go. Your destiny changes.
Your destiny changes, and you dance, and the stars, yes, and the stars, all the stars realign themselves so that your future is perfect. Unfortunately, we have kind of disregarded that a little bit. Yes, and it's interesting. Very, very rarely I don't know, maybe you can remind me. Is there a song where any of the acharyas pray that if you are philosophically completely sound, then you will go back to Godhead? But there are hundreds and hundreds of songs where they say, you just sing. And then what does he say? Have prasad. It is not philosophy. It is the application of the philosophy which interests people the most. Yes. The kindness, as Vaisheshika Prabhu says, right? Leave people with a good impression. Powerful. Very powerful. Because then the books make sense. Without appreciating Krishna, without appreciating Krishna's holy names, without appreciating the devotees of Krishna, we will not appreciate the philosophy. Yes?
Which I just urge, the urges of the tongue are very hard to control. Thank you for
urges of the tongue.
The dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. Yes. While service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Yes. So how did we miss that? But that's it. Appreciation for devotees is, my realization is that devotees are my only friend. And everyone else who may have money or fame or some dangling object to offer me out in the material world
are just waiting to be devotees.
They don't care for me. If I'm not careful, they'll exploit me.
Yes. And not just the devotees, it's the dust of the feet of the devotees. Yes. Which is even more important, which is even more powerful. Yes. What is the dust of the lotus feet of the devotee? What is that? Could be instructions. What else? We even sing every morning, right? Shri Guna Charane Rati. There are so many different aspects. She wants to get volunteers to start cooking for the feast. She's serving the feet, the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas. Yes, actual dust. Yes. Yes. You can touch the devotee's feet. But what is it? What is special about it? How does one get the dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas? Let's put this. How does one go about getting this? Like hold a Vaishnava, beat him up, and then not scrape all the dust. What do you think?
Surrender.
What does that mean? Service. Submissive service. Yes. Kind, affectionate, submissive service. Yes. Our only hope is that someone someday with a very unmotivated heart, we can render some very insignificant service to the servants of the servants of Srila Prabhupada. Who, after rendering their some service to them without any motivation, so because of their causeless mercy, because, what is it? Who prays? I think that is Narottam Das Thakur. That Tomara Ridaya Sada Govinda Vishram. Govinda Kohena Mora Vaishnava Parana. Yes. That within your heart resides Govinda. Yes, and Bhagavatam also says the same thing. Where is Krishna? He's within the heart of the devotee. Yes. So that dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas is directly accepting the lotus feet of Krishna on her head because Krishna resides within the heart of the devotees. Now, if we don't appreciate and see Krishna in the heart of the devotees, we see devotees as their external bodies. He's Indian. He's American. He's South American. He's an engineer. He's a janitor. He's a whatever. Yes. He's fat. Or he's book distributor, or he's, you know, these are designations. These are diseased conditions. Even ourselves, considering ourselves to be a representation of the service that we are involved in. Even ourselves is a very dangerous proposition. Yes. So that's, you know, Krishna Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that is conducive, whatever, for the conducive for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest of joy. That's our only designation, right? Jivera Swarupoi Krishna Nityadas. So other than that designation, all other designations will only give anxiety. I'm Brahmachari, I'm, what is that verse? Yes. Kiba Vipra Kibanez. Yeah. We are not all of these. We are not Brahmanas, we are not this, that, whatever else. We are just servants of Krishna. Yes. All upadhis have to be gone. Then we can actually start serving. Then we can start seeing Krishna within the heart of the devotee. Very hard. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Yes. Almost impossible when we are in the conditioned state. Like Narottam Das Thakur prays again in another prayer, right? Vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana. Yes. Kabe aam herabo Shri Vrindavan. Yes. That Vishaya is all these material conceptions. Whether it's sense gratification or whether it's false ego gratification. All the way and everything in the middle. Mind, intelligence. Yes. And we can gratify it in so many different ways. I am such a great devotee. Yes, Govinda resides within my heart. Where is your heart? So when we start seeing things like that, then we start becoming the servants. And when we actually really want and try to be servants, then the atmosphere around us becomes Goloka Vrindavan. We are there. We are there. And to the extent that we aspire to be served, to that extent Goloka Vrindavan disappears. That dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas manifests itself as Goloka Vrindavan. Yes? Doesn't it? If Krishna is within the heart of the devotee, then the dust of the feet of the devotees is directly from Vrindavan. And that Goloka Vrindavan, that dust has the potency of revealing the entire dham if we serve that dust properly. Is it? Am I in the right direction? Hard. Very hard. While whatever we do as a service to our gurus. Not that we, tomorrow if the guru says something else, whatever, we do that. Yes. Srila Dhammalakrishna Goswami is a lot of success with Radha Damodar Party. When Srila Prabhupada asked him, what did he say? Go to China. He himself said, yes, some difficulty was going on and went to Srila Prabhupada. Srila said, better I go to China. And Srila Prabhupada said, okay. And then later on, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying, but Prabhupada, I was just joking. I was figuratively saying it, you know. And then Srila Prabhupada became very angry. He was putting on his tilak. And his hand started curing. He says, you should not joke with your spiritual master. That's it. You go to China. Pack your bags. So any service that we do should be without that designation of whatever that service affords you, whether it's temple president, whether it's sannyasi, whether it's GBC, or whether it's book distributor, or whether it's, I don't know, preacher, cook. We shouldn't get attached to those designations. We should be attached to doing whatever it takes to serve Guru and Krishna. Anyone? Any other thoughts? No one says anything about prasadam. I thought that was really impressive. It was like two times he mentions that. Yes. Lord Chaitanya's favorite. All right. Those who are attentive. What is it without looking? Shock. Shock. Something like that. Yeah, it's there. I believe there's a specific type that they grow in. So because Dayananda Prabhu sometimes makes a specific thing that he calls sak, but then he has put several different things in the sak. And then they also make in a certain kind of a, but a green leafy vegetable preparation. I believe so. One day, by honoring Sak, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, I consider life worthwhile. Not paneer. Yes. And then again, prasada seva korite hoya sakala prapancha jaya. I feel the greatest joy by honoring the Lord's prasad. I conquer over all worldly illusions. All right, next time we have prasad, worldly illusions gone. What do you think?
I'd like to talk a lot, so if anybody gives me the mic, I'm just going to talk. But trying to engage my tongue in Krishna Katha. But, you know, I have a very strong realization about taking prasadam.
Is that on?
Yes, sorry. I have a strong realization about taking prasadam. You know, over the years in my Krishna conscious life, there have been times when I neglected the instruction to, you know, only take prasadam. Many excuses are there. You know, I'm on the road, I'm business, you know, I have to meet with important people in suits and stuff, right? And so I have to eat whatever's the most vegetarian thing on the menu, and then I have to do some kind of like mental offering, but the ingredients aren't and the cooks' heads, who knows what they're thinking about, etc., etc. And I find that Krishna consciousness is so much easier. It's so much easier to control my mind and senses when I'm very strict about if that's going to touch my tongue, has it been offered to Krishna? And if I have that kind of mentality, then Krishna consciousness becomes so much easier.
Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's
so this statement is
song that we sing every day. Yes, Sharira Vidyajal. Yes, that's by Bhaktivinoda. Yes, isn't it? Sharira Vidyajal Jadendriya Tahe Kal Jive Fele Vishaya Sagare. By the tongue, I have been completely immersed because of the tongue, the voracious tongue. Yes. And we control it by taking prasad. Such a beautiful process, isn't it? Not you stop talking, not you stop eating. You speak Krishna Katha and honor Krishna prasad. Why? Why? Why do you think Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that? That by honoring the prasad offered to the Lord, I conquer over all worldly illusions, right?
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Thank you. My best answer is that through taking prasad, one is engaging all of the senses, of course, you know, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, the sense of sight, all the senses are engaged. All the senses are spiritualized.
Yeah, very nice. Yes, all the senses are spiritualized. That's pretty powerful, huh? Yes, the sense of smell. Yeah.
You smell it, you see it, you taste it.
Yeah.
You sometimes you hear it cooking, you bubble. Of course, you taste it.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Absolutely. No, that's wonderful, isn't it? The thing is.
I remember Gunagrahi Maharaj used to often make the point that the more, like when you're chanting, the more senses you have engaged in the chanting process, the more absorbed your mind gets. So, you know, so with chanting japa, not only are you using your tongue and your ear, but you're also, you know, you've got your fingers on beads.
That's right.
Right? So there's an extra sense. And the more senses you add, the more mental absorption you can go towards samadhi.
Yeah, same thing with chanting. Yeah, absolutely.
And then with kirtan, you've got all kinds of instruments, and you've got the deities in the temple, and then you've got, you know, the sound, hearing and chanting.
So
that's a very good point.
You want to say something, Madhuri?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
About prasadam, I had heard that some lot of people, or when you eat the prasad, you mix everything so that you don't get a
taste for it.
Yeah. That, like, generally they say you mix everything so that you don't have any particular attachment to any particular food.
Bhaktisiddhanta, wasn't it? Yeah.
I don't know how true that is.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to do that so that he, you know, just to prove that it is not. And sometimes devotees do that, that I will honor a certain kind of prasad and I will not honor another kind of prasad. You know, I like sweets, so I take sweets. So I like a lot of paneer. I've seen. Have you seen? Somehow or the other, the paneer seems to disappear faster than anything else that's in that curry. Yes. gone. Like some magic happens. Yes, and no one wants anything to do with Karelas, bitter melons. And what is this? So, you know, someone must be in Maya to prepare this. but prasadam is prasadam. And so, Bhaktisiddhanta was showing that it is not for the enjoyment of the tongue that we take prasad. Having said that, I'll kind of give the other side also. The Srila Prabhupada also mentioned to us that, you know, for devotees, that is the only sense gratification. And to better to engage in that than to engage in every other thing. Better to engage the senses in, you know, honoring delicious prasad rather than other things. But there are guidelines, again, for, like, for celibates, too much sweet should be avoided. In general, too much sweet should be avoided. There's also guidelines on how much, you know, at some point of time, Srila Prabhupada specifically instructed his, well, sannyas disciples, also those who are engaged in a lot of service, to eat, not overeat. Yes, atyahara, you know, in that Nectar of Instruction verse, he describes atyahara as two things. One is too much food, and then too much gathering of possessions. So for, I think, one brahmachari, one grihastha, too much possessions, also not very good. Yes,
Krishna. You know, we know from, if you've studied Ayurveda,
yes,
there's six tastes: sweet, six, salty, sour, bitter, pungent, and astringent.
Astringent.
And one is supposed to balance all six.
All six.
And I suppose, obviously, we're not trying to get attached to a particular one for the taste of our tongue.
Correct.
And I'm assuming all these tastes are offered to Krishna first.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think it's important for, you know, for health, to know your bodily constitution and know what tastes you need. For example, I read the other day an interesting fact that the bitter taste is the only taste that provides akash.
Yes,
which is the space element.
Space element.
So it's very special.
Yes.
And for example, in the Western diet, they completely avoid it, much to their peril.
Yes.
Okay. Because you have to have the six tastes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But so you're not saying, you know, we can't not taste it. But you're saying don't just go for your favorite thing every time.
Every time, because it's that's the general principle. At the same time, whenever we have prasadam, we should be very extremely conscious about what just happened here, right? When someone is actually taking prasadam, when we one morsel, there's several different, you know, you take a morsel of rice, how many, about, let's say about 50 grains of rice, give or take, between 50 and 100. And each grain of rice has life in it. We just killed 100, at least 100 life forms. The same grain of rice, if we hadn't tortured it by boiling it in water, and if we had planted it in the soil, would have sprouted into a beautiful plant, rice plant. Every grain. Do you agree? Is that true? Have you tried? Take the rice and put it in soil and put some water in it, and you'll see things sprouting. There's life in it. There's actually life in that grain of rice. After cooking, no more left. So being conscious of the fact that we are actually jiva jiva sajivanam, is that Krishna is sustaining through other life forms our own life too. And being conscious and being very careful not to waste. Yes, any prasada. In fact, Krishna himself, yes, when Akshay Patra, when Draupadi, when Durvas Muni had come to the house of Draupadi to take prasad with his 10,000 disciples, all prasadam was over. And so Draupadi prayed to Krishna, Krishna appears. What does Krishna do? Krishna says, I'm hungry too. Draupadi says, I have nothing. And she's even more distressed now because Krishna is hungry. How can I leave Krishna hungry? I can't offer you anything, Krishna. But Krishna, don't worry, show me that pot. Says, some say one grain of rice, some say one small vegetable piece. Oh, there's something left. Krishna, oh, why do you say there's nothing? I'm satisfied. Krishna is satisfied, everyone is. So with one small grain, he satisfied the entire universe. Yes. So every grain of rice has that potential that is offered to Krishna. That we are satisfied by seeing Krishna eat, by offering food to Krishna. Yes. Jayananda Prabhu also exemplified that, yes. He's very fond of prasadam. Yes. Yes. And then his thing was not so much to eat, but to actually eat everyone. Take nice prasadam. Because that's what also attracts. That's a secret weapon. Isn't it? Preaching. God, prasadam is a secret weapon. Yes. In addition to the books. These are our weapons.
I might editorialize. I remember that when I first met devotees, one of the things that struck me was that they really liked to serve me prasadam.
Jai, yes.
And that's something that you don't find unless you're paying money. In the material world, you have to be paying money. Or that there's a promise that you will pay money at the end if the service is good, right? So it's all tied to this money.
Yes.
Whereas the devotees are just coming over and just,
yeah, take,
please
take.
Have some more. Do you want some of this one? Which one do you like best?
That's,
you know,
right.
And they sit down and talk with you. And they don't want you to get up until you're done. And you're like, what just happened to me?
Yeah. They can't. So, you can't even get up anymore because they had so much.
So that like that Vaikuntha mood you were talking about,
yes,
earlier,
absolutely.
From service.
That's,
know, the non-devotees, because I was there. They can experience that and go,
yes,
wow, I've never
exactly.
seen anything like this.
Exactly.
Do they want my money?
No,
you know, you
nothing.
Start to wonder what they want from
nothing.
You.
Nothing.
And then you realize they don't.
Day right? after day after day. Yeah, just keep coming. Anyways, we talked about...
Sure.
Sorry. No, I just had a question. Does Lord Krishna has any favorite prasadam?
Well, this song mentions that Lord Gaurachandra likes... By honoring shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, in the 7th verse.
Okay.
So that's Lord Chaitanya's favorite. Krishna's favorite. Well, we can't take sides.
Yeah.
But but of course, a lot of devotees offer to Krishna what they like the best. So that hopefully some prasad comes back.
Shak is astringent.
It does have astringent qualities, yes. But then it is...
Maybe salty, but I'm wondering, is this because of Lord Chaitanya exhibiting the Supreme Lord in Lord Chaitanya's, descent? Sorry. The Supreme Lord in Lord Chaitanya's descent exhibits his opulence of renunciation.
True, that could be true. At the same time, at other times, for example, when he was in the house of, was it Hriday Chaitanya? Who was the house of, the two devotees, brother and sister, who were the best cooks. Lord Chaitanya even gave them the blessing. Whenever you cook, I will come and honor. In addition to Mother Sachi, what's the name? How can I forget? Anyways, it'll come to me soon. But yeah, and they offered so many wonderful preparations to Lord Chaitanya. And he accepted. He accepted Lord Nityananda in the case of the Panihati festival. He ordered Raghunath Das to offer him sweet rice. Not rice, but chipped rice. Chipped rice mixed with yogurt and camphor and sugar and bananas.
Mm.
It's a very wonderful preparation. But Lord Krishna, again, if more on a philosophical standpoint, yome bhaktya prayashyati. Yes, patram pushpam phalam toya. Whatever you offer, if you offer with love and devotion, I accept. So that's the key ingredient he's looking for. Yes, and then he can accept, like when Krishna went to Hastinapur to meet Duryodhan and Vidura. Was it Hastinapur? Yeah, somewhere. Anyways, he had gone there and Vidura was there. And Duryodhan had made a very wonderful preparation, like a whole entire feast. Yes, 108 items. 1,008 items, whatever that is. Yes, and then he went to the house of Vidur. And Vidur was, he didn't have anything. He didn't expect Krishna to come. He didn't have poor person what to do. So he was offering him bananas. So he was peeling the bananas, throwing away the bananas, offering him the peel. And Krishna was enjoying in ecstasy. Yes. When Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born in a very, very rich family. When he then went to Vrindavan, the only meal that he would have was the rice that was rejected. No, this was a Jagannath Puri. The rice that was rejected by the cows. They first used to cook and then used to distribute to the devotees, and whatever was left they threw to the cows, and what the cows didn't eat, Raghunath Das was eating. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, you know, you're eating something special every day. I want to taste that. Yes. Same thing with Kulavecha Sridhar. Agreed? He had a pot. Kulavecha Sridhar. It was an iron pot with a lot of holes in it. A dented iron pot. And that was the only possession. Yes. He used to take Ganges water in that and used to bathe with it, drink from it. He was very, very, very poor. He used to live by selling banana leaves. Yes. Banana leaves, he would make small cups and bowls out of banana leaves. And Lord Chaitanya used to come every single day to Kolavecha's house and bargain with him and say, you know, you are selling it for too much. You know, you give it to me for 50% price. And even when 50%, he said, no, that is too much too. Then Kolavecha Sridhar would just give it to him for free. Yes, and Lord Chaitanya would tell him, Kulavecha, you have a treasure you're hiding. You're hiding this treasure from me. Yes, that is why you're always happy. My Lord, I don't have anything. No, you have a treasure. Yes. So, and then Lord Chaitanya revealed that treasure. Yes. One day he came to the house of Kulavecha, and then he saw that pot, and he took that pot and he drank from it. Yes. So this, I knew you had treasure. Yes. My Lord, Kulavecha, please, my Lord, don't do this. I use it to clean myself. It's very contaminated. No, this is the nectar. Yes. So that is Lord Chaitanya. That the dust of the lotus feet, Shuddha Bhakata Charanarena, as the Lord says, is exemplifying. He danced with Haridas in his arms, even when his body had left. He told the devotees, don't think that this body has anything to do with the material world. So if the Lord is able to do that, what is our position? Now we should pray. We shouldn't force. But we should pray to that one day we can genuinely do this service for the Vaishnavas. That with a very unmotivated heart, we can serve the servant of the Vaishnavas. Not that, you know, this devotee is great devotee, maybe I should serve him. No, servant of the servant of the servant, as far as we possibly can. Anyways, we'll stop here. We will talk too much about prasadam, and it's going to be fasting today till noon. Yeehaw! Yes.
One last question.
Yeah, no, sure.
What foods would you recommend for the purification of a soul and a body? Just one or two.
Offered.
Thank you.
Also, Srila Prabhupada gave us some guidelines. Foods that are not too agitating to the mind. He recommended not having caffeinated foods. He recommended not having onions, garlic, mushrooms, like that. But in all cases, he did recommend prasadam. And even better if you can make something and you can share with devotees. You know, it's always wonderful, once in a while at least, to make something and invite devotees to come and take prasad. And that was, and then honor the remnants of the devotees. It's very, very wonderful. Make it simple. It doesn't have to be too complicated. Okay? Yeah. Just a quick announcement. 11:45 will be the Pushpanjali for Bhaktivinod Thakur. Then Kirtan follows. So that is what I've been instructed to say. Thank you so much. That I have been not instructed to tell. Only you have heard. It's not to be broadcast.
Jai.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Dai Gaura Prema.